Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 2. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, spiritual coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help you work through the emotional trauma from rejection and embrace the new year, new level, and new you. Now let's jump into your daily dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is July 20th, the third Tuesday in the month of July. And wow, we are almost through 2021. Happy July. Happy Tuesday. And Happy New Year. I hope you are enjoying this beautiful summer weather. It has been a hot summer, but definitely I would say summer is my favorite season because of all of the things you can do outdoors. I love going to the beach. I love grounding myself, putting my feet in the sand, going to amusement parks, swimming. Just being outdoors gives me life. I don't know about you, but it gives me life. And now that I'm jogging, I jog outdoors, definitely in the morning because it's really hot during the day. But I just love being out in the sun. And research has shown that there's power in being outdoors in the sun and nature. And the sun, you know, has its certain properties that have the ability to put people in better moods, healing properties. Some research says it helps people to smoke less, can influence cholesterol, helps people to sleep better, makes you more playful. And it also supposedly, research has shown to have properties to with our skin. So it can clear acne, psoriasis, eczema, and other skin conditions. It can boost your vitamin D levels, which many of us, you know, we know about the sun. It can cause you to want, you know, to work even outdoors. Some people, you know, go outside and, you know, do work out, you know, on their deck. Sometimes I've gone outdoors and worked outside. It reduces stress, strengthens the immune system, fights off depression, and actually has the ability to extend and expand your lifespan. And so, as they say, milk does a body good, sun does a body good. So get out there and get some sun today. And so I pray you are still living your life like it's golden, which, you know, Jill Scott sings in her song. And so it's something that I don't want you to put off. Don't put off what you can do today. Don't wait until things fall in order. You know, do it now. You should be living your best life now, even if everything hasn't lined up for you right now in the moment, because we are trying to live a delusional type of faith. Amen. And so welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, where our motto is being residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life to hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. The name Lioness Queen stands for courage, hope, and faith. Although our goal and our mission is to help encourage women who've experienced the emotional trauma from separation and or divorce, all of our episodes encourage and empower women to live out their best life. I am truly appreciative today for your support of the Lioness Queen Podcast, YouTube channel, and the I Am series Women's Empowerment Session. Please don't forget to subscribe to the Lioness Queen Podcast and share an episode with someone you know who may need to be encouraged today. Also, you can check out my website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, where I have residue-free journals and also some beautiful mugs if you're a coffee or a tea drinker that you can order. Well, all right, let's get into our episode today. And we are still in the same theme for this month of July, delusional faith. And this week's episode's title is called Take the Leap. Take the Leap. Before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting others' creativity through poetry, and we are so honored to do so. I found this poem by a woman named Katie Brodecki, and the poem was published in 2013, and the title of the poem is Take the Leap. And that is the title of today's episode, Take the Leap. And so the poem states, one moment, a multitude of thoughts. The fear swells up like a raging storm. It envelops my muscles and my knees go weak. Let it go, clear my head, take the leap. Two shoes over, one step back, I find comfort in the monotonous order. Two jumps up, one stretch down, focus on the routine to keep the storm at bay. The time has come, no turning back now. Sunlight glistens off the mats. How can such a beautiful day be so solemn? Lean back and go, explode on the track. Up then over, one thing at a time, the mantra repeats, an unyielding mental monologue. My feet leave the ground in a rush of emotion, initiate the jump, all my trust is in. Head, shoulders, back, but everything sails over the bar, and then disaster. If only I had pulled one foot back more, if only the bar had been a milliliter farther back. If only I was a shoe size smaller, the weight of emotional pain rains down like a monsoon. They depended on me and I let them down. Pick yourself up. Get your life together. Forgive, forget, and move on. A suspension of reality, because unlike life, you have two chances left. I love this poem. It sounds as if the poet is talking about someone competing in a race and you know, taking the leap definitely can be used in different types of ways, and if you think about it, but this poem for me, you know, I feel like so many of us, there is a regret to, you know, a regret of the jump, the regret of the leap not taken. Right. And I must say, poets love ending poems with a bang, because I love the end of what Katie wrote. You know, she wanted us to remember something at the end. And the last stanza says, they depended on me and I let them down. Pick yourself up. Get your life together. Forgive, forget, and move on. A suspension of reality, because unlike life, you have two chances left. But I would say, as a believer, we have more chances than that, because God has given us another chance and another chance and another chance. Amen. And so pick yourself up, get yourself together, forgive, forget, and move on. Suspend reality, because God is a God who has the ability and the power and the authority to suspend, manipulate, change, and recreate reality. So there are more chances left, but you cannot be afraid to take the leap, because you are not leaping alone. Ooh, I love that. Yes, you are not leaping alone. Say that to yourself. I need to say that to myself today, because I got some stuff going on in my life, and I have to say that to myself. I am not leaping alone. Now, another part of the poem I like is she talks about the mental monologue that happens within all of us, right? Especially right before we are supposed to take the leap. I believe the closest you are to fear is when your mental monologue is the loudest. And the monologue is saying things that go against the word of God. The mental monologue, it plants fear, anxiety, hesitation, doubt, low self-esteem, timidity, right? That's what it does. And this monologue, it tries its best, I would say, to build a case that appears to be founded. Appears to be founded on facts, but majority of the time our mental monologue are founded in what we see in the natural, not on what God is saying, not on the logos, not on the rhema word, or what we even believe to be true through activating our faith mindset. It goes the opposite direction and goes after the false narratives that don't take into account the supernatural realm of the possibilities of what God can do for you, so that you can forgive, forget, and move on and take the leap. Because guess what? You are not leaping alone. And so, see, you have to get to a point when nothing else matters but what you believe to be true. And so I need to ask you that question today. What do you believe to be true? And I'm actually asking myself, because like I said, I'm believing for something that I need to happen in my son's life. And I'm speaking things to you, but in the same regard, I gotta believe it for myself, you know? So what do you believe to be true? I know there is something, you know, we've been praying for, we've been fasting for, and believing God about something that requires us to step out of our comfort zone and take the leap. Maybe it is something that you believed a long time ago for, right? But because so much time has passed by, you've forgotten about it and stopped believing. And as a result, for some reason, you keep listening to that mental monologue versus the word of God that is inhibiting you from taking the leap. I think many of us can relate to this monologue, right? That it's not beneficial, I would say, right? It's not beneficial, you know, because it's not like we're holding on to the promises of God when we listen to that monologue. It's not beneficial, you know, when we're not believing in the endless and impossible mighty works that God could do in our lives, when we're constantly listening to this mental monologue. And so we have to stop listening to it, because it doesn't benefit us in any type of way. I'm not sure about you, but a lot of my mental monologue occurs when I can't sleep at night. It's like a runaway train that never ends until I arrest it. That thing has to be arrested. It has to be pulled down like a stronghold. I believe the mental monologue is definitely got a stronghold on our minds to get us to not believe, right? And we have to make a conscious decision to choose to stop the monologue. And I think, you know, a lot of times we feel as if because certain things happen to us, how can we stop it? Well, just like you can shift your mindset to think on things that you love to do, just like you can shift your mindset on things that you need to do in the moment, you can shift your mindset to stop that mental monologue. And so for me personally, I feel like when I am restless, my mind just goes into hyper mode and fills up full of problems that are unresolved, full of problems that I don't know answers to, full of problems that I have put off and I'm trying to still figure out, full of problems that I am just worried about, full of problems that I am afraid of trying to take the leap of. And really, in a nutshell, it's the what ifs. What if this will happen? What if that'll happen? What if this goes this way, right? It is those what ifs that inhibit all of us from taking the leap. And it's the leap is all about what we believe. Taking the leap is all about believing in the supernatural. Taking the leap is all about believing beyond what we can see. Taking the leap is all about having that delusional faith to believe in a supernatural God who nothing is impossible with him. So the question is, how do we stop this mental monologue of the what ifs and take the leap? And so I want to share some strategies with you that I truly believe can help all of us take the leap. And so number one, God gave me this and I'm like, it's so true. But I have to tell you, like, what I'm dealing with right now, this is not the first thing that came to my mind because of that mental monologue. And so again, I had to arrest it. I had to stop it. And the first thing God was like, what I need you to do is put your eyes on me. That's the first thing I need you to do. Put your eyes on me. When your eyes are on God, nothing else matters. You're not worried. You're not concerned. You're not bothered. You're not agitated. You're not depressed. Because your eyes are on him. And when your eyes are on him, God gives you a peace that passes all understanding, because that is the mental monologue. The mental monologue is you are trying to figure everything out when God didn't ask you to do that. See, Jesus told Peter to come to him. When Jesus was out there on the water, Peter started walking on the water. But Peter took that leap, right? When he kept his eyes on God, he took that leap. He started walking on water one step at a time. One step at a time. But when he started paying attention to the distractions, then Peter started sinking. See, when you take the leap, your eyes should be focused only on God. Only on God. Because when you look at the winds and the waves and the distractions and the things that are going on, that mental monologue starts to kick in. And so you got to only focus, keep your eyes on him to get out of the nest, to take that leap of faith. This must be the starting point and the ending point. See, it was the starting point for Peter, right? Peter took the leap. He wasn't afraid to take the leap. Because Jesus said, come. And he believed in what Jesus said. And so he had his eyes on Jesus. And you can tell that because the scripture says he started looking at the wind. He started looking down. So that indicates for us of where his eyes were honed in on Jesus. But then he got distracted. And so if he just would have kept his focus on Jesus, he wouldn't have started to sink. And so when you keep your eyes on God, then you can take that leap from beginning to end. Number two, you got to let go of that mental monologue, or the what ifs. I would say this is the biggest, what if for all of us, for humankind, for mankind, I would say, has always been connected to our failure. Failure, I would say, is our number one public enemy, which is directly connected to our identity. It's connected to who we are. And it consumes us. It consumes us so much so that we are so consumed with what other people think about our what if. Think about if we failed. And this is the biggest mental monologue we have with ourselves that we need to let go of. We need to let go of. It is time to take the leap and not be concerned about failure. Because there is a place and a space in failure called Romans 8:28. And if you don't know what that scripture is, you look it up. But there's a space and a place called Romans 28 that we all miss, that we all forget, that we all some kind of reason, some kind of way forget, right? But God created this space and place for believers so that no matter what happens, no matter which way we go, no matter what, we win. No matter what, we are overcomers. No matter what, we are victorious because we are connected with Him. We must be reminded that sometimes success begins with failure, which means failure is the starting point to success if you take the leap. I got to say that again because that blessed me right there. We must be reminded that sometimes success begins with failure, which means failure is the starting point to success if we take the leap. Number three, be mindful that you've leaped before. I always say this is the biggest, I would say the biggest trick of the enemy is to give us amnesia in a way, to forget what God has done in our lives before. This will not be the first time you've taken a leap of faith to believe something beyond what you see, to believe that God is a God who can do things that are impossible to man. So it's not the first time that you've taken the leap into something that you've been praying and seeking God for. If He did it before, He can do it again. So all you have to do is remember. Remember all the blessings, all the miracles that God bestowed on you, even in the midst when things didn't seem on schedule, when things didn't seem to work out, when things didn't seem, there was no answer for. God still responded. God still blessed you in spite of you. God still opened doors for you that had been closed for years. God still worked His supernatural power for you, even when you decide, even when you made mistakes, even when you made bad decisions, even in your sin. His grace is sufficient for you. So be mindful that God has blessed you before, and you've leaped before, and you have been successful before, and you have overcame things before. Don't get amnesia. Because if you've leaped before, you'll remember that you didn't leap alone. Number four, have hope in the new things that God is doing new in your life every day. You know, we always have to believe in the new things God is doing every day. And I think that piece is challenging for us because of our little minds, right? Our minds are so minute. And they're minute, you know, because Adam sinned. Adam had a mindset that had the capacity to do so many different things that when he sinned, that mindset was cut short. And so, you know, and researchers say that, you know, there's only a certain percentage of our mindset that we use. Adam had full capacity of his mindset. He had full capacity of his mind, but there's only a certain percentage that we actually use. And so I think that is a struggle for us to believe in the new and believe in the new every day and believe every day that God can do something new in our lives. It's challenging, especially when, you know, your work is the same, your family is the same, your home is the same. But having a hope to believe that God can do something new. And so my prayer is that you expand your mindset and ask God to do that. Expand your mindset to believe that God can do new things in your life beyond your experiences and beyond what you know or what you've heard. Amen. And lastly, we have to shift our mindset that even if you fall, when taking the leap, even when you fall, I didn't say fail, I said fall. No matter what, you are still in the palm of his hand. See, that's the beauty when you take the leap. No matter what, you're still in the palm of his hand because you're not taking the leap alone. You can't fall with God as a believer. This is something I think many believers forget, is that even in our mistakes, even in our sins, or when something doesn't work out in the moment, God is still present because we are in the palm of his hand. Even if something doesn't work out in your favor, you are still in the palm of his hand. And God is always trying to find new and innovative and improved ways to show off his glory through your life. That's the only way he can show his glory to people. It's through people. It's through his creation. And as the poem says in the end, so pick yourself up, get yourself together, forgive, forget, and move on and take the leap. It's time to take the leap, y'all. It's time to take the leap of faith, and watch God do some extraordinary things in your life. Because guess what? You never leap alone. Let me say that again. You never leap alone. Amen. This is Reverend Dr. Marisha, your Lioness Queen. Let's declare our weekly affirmation over our lives. Amen. And so repeat after me. I am a Lioness Queen. God wants me to rise up. He wants me to take my rightful place as the queen I am. He wants me to be residue free, intentional in my fight, stand on the word of God, realize I am a masterpiece. I am enough. I am a lioness queen with a purpose. Thank you for joining the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and write a review. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and even iHeartRadio. I would love to hear how this message empowered you. Come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from your Lioness Queen.